The Bears have a Bears problem. They don't have an Andy Dalton problem. They have a Bears problem. And when you spend the last 2 weeks with breaking news, Russell Wilson has a list of teams he's interested in, and it features the Bears. And then you have breaking news, the Bears are going all out to acquire Russell Wilson. And it turns into the Bears have acquired Andy Dalton. This is where you get the vitriolic reaction that we've experienced since yesterday evening. Ken Lavica, Chris Kokal, the Chicago Bears quarterback is Andy Dalton. And the reaction has been a mixture of laughter, of making fun of dismay, of terror. But this is not, and I feel bad for Andy Dalton, this is not a testament to what Andy Dalton can or can't do. This is the perpetual letdown that is the Chicago Bears quarterback position. I am notably from Chicago, born in 1984. That makes me, do the math, Chris Kokal, 36 years old. In my 36 years of existence, the Bears have not had a single quarterback where you say to yourself, that's a perennial Pro Bowler, not Jim McMahon, who is average at best, just happened to be a branding arm, happened to be someone that had a personality.
Wore a cool headband, sunglasses.
Yeah, called out the commissioner. It was not Jim Harbaugh, who was not even the Jim Harbaugh that went to Indianapolis. It was not Rex Grossman, whose best year was a just above average season. It was not Cordell Stewart, whose days were long behind him by the time he made his way to Chicago. It was not Jim Miller or Shane Matthews. Nope. These are the types of names I'm throwing out there. Even
Kyle Orton. Don't forget the Kyle Orton years. Did you say him?
I did.
Matt Barkley.
Matt Barkley, yes. Jay Cutler had one good year, but then he didn't even play in the NFC Championship game. Oh,
you did have a few years with Eric Kramer, though.
Eric Kramer, he was, for a while, the franchise quarterback. So this is my point. In fact, most of my childhood, the only quarterback who ever won a playoff game in Bears history was former Cardinal Newman head coach Steve Walsh when he came in relief of Eric Kramer.
94.
And they won a game in 94 in Minnesota. So this is what I'm talking about. Bears fans, it doesn't take much to get them completely irrational about a quarterback, okay? And so when you spend 2 weeks dangling Russell Wilson, who, again, I don't have a single idea why the Bears were on a wish list for Russell Wilson, but they were. And so that sent Bears fans into a frenzy. But when you get to a point where then it maybe seems like it can happen, maybe there's a small crack you can fit this into, and all of a sudden Russell Wilson's your quarterback, and then you hear, yeah, we're going for him. The Bears are going to try and acquire him. They're going to give up all of these picks, and they're going to sell the house, and they're going to go get their quarterback. And then it turns out to be the redheaded guy, that's where we run into problems. And let's be clear, Kokal, this is not anything to do with Andy Dalton, other than the fact he has red hair. This is a Bears problem. This is Matt Nagy. This is Ryan Pace. They failed with Trubisky. They failed with Nick Foles, who's still going to be on the roster going into next year. And now they have Andy Dalton. There's no evidence that they're going to make Andy Dalton a thing. But it's a mixture of that and the redheaded guy. I feel bad saying it, but that's the mixture. That's why this is so volatile.
I haven't stopped smiling since Adam Schefter tweeted out that this was taking place. And the reason was not so much that I wanted to laugh at the Bears, but I wanted to laugh at you. I could not wait to come into work today to laugh at you. And again, I don't think this is a season-defining move. I don't actually think
it doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't parlay into anything they're going to be doing forward. And even with Russell Wilson, I don't think they're not like, oh, well, now we can't trade for Russ. Even though I don't think it's going to happen. I didn't think it was going to happen before that. But I don't think this stops them. I just think it's just funny because it's the Bears. Like you said, it's the redhead, and you're an angry Bears fan, and that's fun for me.
This is a lifetime achievement award for the Bears. This reaction is just a culmination. It's a simmering Mount McKinley of lava that's bubbling and bubbling and bubbling, and occasionally you have a little earthquake here, little earthquake there, a little bit of a tremor there, and then like Mount St. Helens, one day it explodes, except that the red lava is the red hair of Andy Dalton now. and Bears fans have had enough. They have seen Mitch Trubisky fail, and I don't think it's all Mitch Trubisky's fault, okay? Mitchell Trubisky's fault. Nick Foles was nothing but a faceplant last year. So you get a guy who's won a Super Bowl, who beat you on your home field 2 years prior in the double doink in the postseason, and he comes in, and he suddenly unlearns how to play quarterback. And then you hear the hype of Russell Wilson, and it turns into Andy Dalton. This is the Bears' reputation preceding it, which is why I think you had the reaction that you did, that it's funny, because the Bears do not have a quarterback ever. And I've now expected this. I knew that this was going to play out the way it was. Russell Wilson wasn't going to go to Chicago. The Bears weren't going to acquire Russell Wilson. Could they still try and get him? Yeah. Are they going to? No.
But if they did, I mean, you look at what they would have to trade. Khalil Mack would be gone. You'd be giving up the whole reason why you want a quarterback.
Yeah, Schefter's reporting 3 first-rounders, 2 second-rounders, a couple of players were going to be involved in this. I mean, you basically gave up the same thing to go get Khalil Mack of Fort Pierce Westwood, and he had a good year. He hasn't been the same since. And so do you take that risk? Maybe, maybe. But the main idea of all of this is that the Bears just did Bears things. And you're right when you say this doesn't affect what they were going to do in 2021. Were they going to beat the Packers with Mitch Trubisky? No. Were they going to beat them with Nick Foles? No. Were they going to beat them with Andy Dalton? No.
They're the same team they were before they signed them. But it's just funny because everyone made such a huge deal out of Cam Newton's deal.
Yeah.
And then Tyrod Taylor. I would take both those guys over the Bears quarterbacks, though. Those deals look a little better now.
I can make an argument that Jacoby Brissett is a better option than Andy Dalton. And it's not set in stone Andy Dalton's going to start. I mean, Nick Foles is still there. It's going to be a quarterback competition, maybe one of the most underwhelming quarterback competitions of all time. Really one of the most underwhelming quarterback competitions of all time. But that said, it doesn't really change their fortunes, except it further exacerbates fans' problems, Bears fans' problems. But it's because it's that team and that shade of hair on that guy. I'm telling you, the red hair has something to do with this. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful to redheads.
They gave him pretty big money.
They did, I know.
That 10 mil, because
10 mil is big. But it's
10 mil is the starting point where all these other contracts are work your way up to 10.
But when you have Nick Foles there with a similar deal, it's not set in stone, this guy's our quarterback. But the appearance of Andy Dalton has a little bit to do with this as well.
Oh, 100%. He'll never.
And I feel bad saying it.
Got a fair shot.
No, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to redheads, but you're right. Like, he doesn't get a fair shot because redheads don't get a fair shot. The person that least inspires any confidence ever in anything is the redhead. And Andy Dalton is that. He looks like the kid you went to high school with. Everybody knew the redhead.
Well, Bears fans have seen this before, though. Not with the red hair, but with Cutler's face. Jay Cutler's face.
Yeah,
Your face as a quarterback, if you have a cool look, you go further and you're treated more respectfully than if you're like a dorky-looking quarterback. Like Peyton Manning might have even been a bigger star, although he's so far in the nerd look that it might have helped him compared. That's why I think half of the cerebral stuff about Manning, all quarterbacks make those same checks and yell out things like Omaha. But Manning just looks like such a nerd that we think it's something more than it actually is.
Right. It's like he's got numbers and addition signs floating around his head, and he's in a different mathematical dimension than everybody else.
Like, I look at Johnny Quest, Sam Darnold, the Jets quarterback, and I just figure he doesn't care, and he's just a doofy whatever. I'm just going to go out there and throw it around just because of his hair and his head. Yeah. Like, that's what he looks like to me.
He's a rock-headed caveman. Like, that's Sam Darnold. And so, again, I could sit here and make the point that Andy Dalton was pretty good in relief last year for the Cowboys. He did the job that they signed him for. He threw at a 65% clip, 14 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. Not bad. If he can do anything resembling that with the Bears, they're probably going to be okay. But that's not the point. The point is that it's not Russell Wilson, and it's that former Bengals quarterback with the red hair. And that is why there is so much fury from Bears fans about this. It's why ESPN personalities are openly laughing at the deal with the Bears and Andy Dalton. That's why. It's appearance and team. It has nothing to do with the performance.
The company, the big four letters, did not help the Bears here. I mean, you look at the headline at .com and it's Bears turn to Dalton after Wilson pursuit. Like,
right.
So misleading.
One is not like the other. Yeah, you're exactly right. If that isn't anti-Bears quarterback propaganda, I don't know what is. But when I saw Schefter's tweet yesterday about Dalton, I had to look at it five times to make sure I read it right.
I hate you.